vaccination. Plus vite vous êtes vacciné, plus vite vous pouvez participer. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
The Association des Services de Réhabilitation Sociale du Québec is filing a class action suit. If you were strip searched between July 13, 2006 and July 1, 2011, if you were in one of the following facilities, Bordeaux, Rivière-des-Prairies, Roberval, Saint-Jérôme, or the male sector of Quebec City, you may be able to be part of this claim. For complete details, go to asrsq.ca/class action. That's asrsq.ca/class action. Claims must be filed before January 16th, 2022.
Well, this one called the volcano eruption. Well, you see, in 84 crowd of people, you know, man, have become new grand. Hit him, nobody move.
Feel the beat.
Wait a minute, that's too fast.
Now what?
Kick it over here, baby pop!
CKUT, yo. Yo, this is for your mind, soul, and spirit. Plus your positive vibes. Masters at work, you gotta hear it. And West Indian rhythms on Saturday night. Roots, rock, reggae, I keep it tight. Manchild, hitting switches, keep it right. The cypher on a Friday. Psalms are soul, I do with my way. With ill groove on Sunday, I gotta say one way. We stick together. It's for unity in the community on CKUT at 90.3. Manchild and John Fish. We give you that musical wish to put more music in that dish. So listen to your radio station and simply turn it on. CKUT, word is born, word is born. Y'all enjoy yourselves. Love you, Montreal. Tune in to CKUT, always.
Music is the universal language. Yo, yo, yeah, yeah. Yo, 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 yeah, yeah. Oh, wait, that's not my song. Oi galera, tá escutando CKUT na 90.3. Bonjour tout le monde, vous êtes sur CKUT 90.3. Vous écoutez Bombo Laissé. I don't know how to be cool in English, but I'm gonna try. You're listening to some Brazilianized music with Bombo Laissé on CKUT 90.3.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
Music is the universal language.
Living of it.
such unique culture. The parking is flooded. Oh, the crowd no reach yet. All grass and liberty spread out happy. The freeness of social informative. Always have something to teach, something to bring. A kingman or an empress into a deal. Seeking out the right paths on the way to win. Something got to give.
M. Sorry about that little feedback there. You know what I mean? That's the frequency. That's the energy coming through right now. That's the energy with that band right now. Yo, I didn't think I was going to be able to make it today. I did not think I was going to be able to make it today. I'll be honest with you. Right now, I'm in the middle of a move. Right now, I'm in the middle of some relocation. Yo, some station relocation. Yeah, yeah. But yo, you see the beauty of everything? The wild one right now. With the mess that I'm going right now in our world right now. Is that I could still come to you from the comfort of my home. Be it in a tight squeeze. Or with the fullness I breathe. And still make sure that I touch with my city. Try to figure out if I can put some voice to your wants and needs. Metro. Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon, Montreal. It's your boy Preach in the building. Coming to you from the nation's favorite station, CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm a last cast from Verdun, yeah? I'm a last cast from Verdun, yeah? Yeah, man, I say salutations to like Sterling Downey and the one of them. But you don't know, I say, yo, y'all know what's been happening out here. Or just a piece of it. But I got some tiny but mighty firecrackers that require space. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. But you don't know, I say, you know what I mean? Right now, I feel like I'll go whirlwind thing. But I was like, nah, sir. Nah, sir. CKUT family. When time I stress, I turn on the radio and everything bless. Yeah. So big up Antipat for putting me on our vibes this weekend, man. Big up the entire CKUT family for keeping my vibe alive, man. And keeping your vibration alive, man. Yo. This is the hub of alternative music, alternative speech, and alternative radio. I'll make a disclaimer from now, you know. Certain things that we say on ya get under your skin. Just remember, say, yo, every man have for them views. And them views not have to really reflect upon the entire station and all them something there. You see me? Look. Let's not even beat around the bush, my people. Right here on the Lunchtime Takeover, we've been dealing with some real, real, real serious things, man. We've been talking some real serious things, man. We have fun. We entertain. But if you go and you look up the bio of this show, it says, yo, this is an edutainment thing. You know what I mean? This is an edutainment thing. Over the weekend, my phone has been blaring off.
my DMs have been blaring off. Yo, my people, them are come check. Yo, people, them I haven't heard in a minute, man. I check out for your bridging right now. And I'm going to say, aya, we're stressed. We don't know what to do, you know. I said, aya, the way that the world is turning right now. Yo, I don't know what to do right now, fam. Yo, right now, my people, them who have stood a firm, solid ground for their entire lives are feeling compromised right now. They're feeling compromised, and what? And this compromise that has come up in the atmosphere lately are scaring a lot of people in my community. My community are not getting straight answers. They are not being informed. There has been no type of counsel within the community or from outside the community with the community to speak on certain matters. You see me? That's why I love CKUT. That's why I say, yo, no matter what type of pandy thing come, no matter what kind of commercials you hear, remember CKUT is the pinnacle of alternative radio. You see me? I've been letting certain subjects go for a second. I have not touched base upon certain things for a minute. Yo, right here on the Lunchtime Takeover was where you guys got, yo, information first, where you guys heard certain things for the first time when it came down to the lockdowns and all them something. From January 2020, I've been talking to my people saying, yo, please prepare yourselves. You see me? I as much as I bonafide upon certain things, I still pay attention, you know? Trust me. If you want to stay 100 steps ahead of Babylon, you can't mute their frequency. You have to know Wagwan. You have to keep paying attention to Wagwan, my people. You see me? So just because I don't watch the CNN and them CT and all them something there all the time, don't think me know Wagwan. Don't think we don't have our hand or our finger upon the pulse right now out here. Yeah. You see me? So when I decided that, you know what, we don't want to inundate our people them with a certain amount of stress anymore. We want to make sure that we move forward with our energy. Are we going to keep our eye on the pulse? Don't think that we just decided to forget about everything that was happening in the world. You see me? That's why I came out here and I'm telling my people them to, yo, follow your frequency, to hydrate your soul, to protect yourselves and to stay critical. No matter what you deem is right for you, don't let somebody tell you different. No matter what you think is wrong for you, do not let somebody force you or mandate you into thinking different. So for all of my people, them out here right now, we are right upon road and I listen to me upon CKUT 90.3 FM. I call it the nation's favorite station, but trust me, this was the first hub of rebellion in the city of Montreal and it has stood strong. You know what I mean? Don't think that people just let CKUT be CKUT, you know. This station has been under attack from time, year after year. People have tried thief with frequency, you know. People have tried tech with address, you know. 90.3 is a coveted address, you know. Don't think that the big boys aren't listening to the radio station with a fine-tooth comb trying to figure out or trying to find somebody that they could, you know what I mean, put a little sanction upon, or that they can come and find CKUT for the beauty of expression and the difference of opinion. I might not listen to every show on the radio. I might not have time to understand, or I might not understand every language that the shows are transmitted in. But I love, respect, and appreciate the variety of voices that come from this station. And if this station is to ever be compromised, I don't know what will become of free speech in the city of Montreal. So for all of my people, them on your right now, or is riding with me, and has been expressing this stress, I feel pull up this tune right here. Aki Beka, TK and Jaffa Coley, Everything Bless. Watch our tune. People on your watch now.
Tell you say not left yet. Vibes I to feel in and come out a friend. Royal people, everything blessed. Everything blessed. Everything blessed. It's the living of it. Such unique culture. The parking is flooded. Oh, the crowd no reach yet. All grass and liberty spread out the peace. The freeness of social informative. Always have something to teach, something to bring.
Ethiopia, black.
right now, there's a lot of people in the city of Montreal that can relate to this tune. Watch now. I had to play the live version. I had to play the live version. Watch y'all pull up, no man. Sure, yeah. The original rebel himself, yeah. Hey, yo, Father Bob, talk to them. Yo, as I said, my people, yo, I'm in the middle of a tornado right now. I ain't reading no news. Today I'm just going off a feeling. I just going off a vibe. Yo, man, today's a rebel radio thing. It's your boy preaching a building. Father Bob, talk to them now.
This morning I woke up in a curfew. Oh God, I was a prisoner.
coffee shoppers and chain and sell them free with. But we still on a mental slavery.
On a sing with the star trail posse, my lord. Fire pan rum, people ball on them scissors and comb. Black people want go. On Mount Zion and the righteous throne. Yo go yo, yo go yo. Fire pan rum, people ball on them scissors and comb. People want home. I'm Mount Zion and the righteous throne. Well, this is my question to Issa and the one Matalan. How no get fi want so much black people and after them slave achieve nothing in hand. Check out Greater Portmore, Britain. One room will build a selfie 1 million. Then the studio house to worth 100 grand. To me a lick out them. My lord, fire pan rum, people ball on them scissors and comb. Black people want go home. On Mount Zion and the righteous throne. Yo go yo, yo go yo. Fire pan rum, people ball on them scissors and comb. Black people.
No man, I had to pull that up, man. I had to pull this up, man. Righteous. Anthony B.
This is my question. And the one Matalan. How no get fi want so much black people and after them slave achieve nothing in hand. Check out Greater Portmore, Britain. One room will build a selfie 1 million. Then the studio house to worth 100 grand. To me a lick out them want me keep quiet. But me a fun fire fi the one butch to what. Who buy out the planes and all the pilots. To me no in a jam. Long fit on a peep on fire upon the one near Azan. Everybody know them town a be the poor man. Oh, them claim sister said to them it belong. No more hustling that me no food in a hand. One help we have is the almighty one.
Jamaican chant me song. Fire pan rum, people ball on him scissors and comb.
Black people want go. Zion and the righteous throne. Yo go yo, yo go yo. Fire pan room. People ball and them scissors and comb. Black people want go home. I'm out Zion and the righteous throne. My lord don't talk, just listen. Me a be bonfire, be BJ partition. He make certain move and we know too certain. Who must block you behind iron curtain. To win and go chat me.
Fire pan rum, people ball on them scissors and comb.
Black people want go home. I'm Mount Zion and the righteous throne. Yo go yo, yo go yo.
Fire pan rum, people ball on them scissors and comb.
Black people want go home. I'm Mount Zion and the righteous throne. Whoa, whoa. So many things politicians have stolen. Saying a brand new party, them farming. Fuck them a party with them politics meeting. Out of politics, poor people get them beaten. Look who them a bad done, metropolitan officer. We take your hustling out of your hand. When you look on them face, are you own a black man? Well, out of this, some the poor people send me. Say, feel look what I want and don't disagree. One know what is the benefit of GCT. It benefit you, but it never fit me. Fire pan rum, people ball on them scissors and comb. Black people want go home. I'm Mount Zion and the righteous throne. Yo go yo, yo go yo. Fire pan rum, people ball on them scissors and comb. Black people want go home. I'm Mount Zion and the righteous throne.
I want to know something right now. But you know, it's that, yo, it's that time of the that time of the show. When we say, yo, we got to pay some bills.
I
gonna make a very bold statement right now, all right? Look, if you've been riding with Preach this entire time, and I'm talking about pre-lunchtime takeover, I'm talking about from primetime days, I'm talking about Soul P days. Y'all was rocking Soul P, what, 2008, them time there? Brethren, y'all, CKUT and I go way back, you know. Way back, you know. I gotta shout out my big brother Butcher T, man. You know, a lot of people try to talk to me. And I guess their delivery system. No, sir. It don't always work for me. But you see, my big brother Butcher, he bump into him the other day. And we had our wicked reasoning. And the first time me and Butcher ever really, really reasoned that deep, yeah? And Butcher say, yo, Preach, I love Wagwan, you know. Preach, I love the fact that you're there in a my time slot, you know. Because you know this is Butcher T time slot. Yeah, man, you can't call it nobody else time slot. I'm in a business, who else have a show at noon? This is a Butcher T time slot. Every man knows it. Noon time come, yeah. Noon time cuts every Friday right here on CKUT 90.3. But here my big brother say, yo, Preach, here we know. Don't get frustrated if they don't always get it. Because you see, there's a certain element of people that don't really exist around here no more. You know what I mean? He remembers those people. You know what I mean? They used to call them man the 5%. You know what I mean? When the Nation of Islam was strong in Montreal. When the Rastafarian Council was strong in Montreal. When there was space for alternative thought and voices in the city of Montreal, yeah? Say, yo, look, don't get frustrated. You know what I mean? And just structure yourself. You know what I mean? If this y'all war that yeah, if this y'all war that y'all walk through, just remember. Say you have to make sure, say you prepare yourself proper. Regardless of maybe the approach. May it be the information. May it just be making sure, say, you have a team behind you. Just make sure, say, you know what I mean? Your approach is unquestionable. That's how me interpret the thing, yeah? So when I approach this, I'm going to approach this with caution. Cause I don't want the businesses them, the entrepreneurs in Montreal feel like I'm pointing fingers at them right now. Cause I know I got enough entrepreneurs in Montreal listening to me right now. So I'm not finger pointing at nobody. I just want to know if the pandy really kill off everybody business. I just want to know if restaurant have no more food for serve to people. I want to know if the community in Montreal don't have services to tell people about. And if so, why I am not being swarmed with those advertisements right here on CKUT. I want to promote your business. Especially in this time, I want to promote your business. If you feel like your business might be under attack, if you feel like your business might be compromised right now, if you feel like your business is being unsupported, you are not getting the support that you need, yo, I need y'all to hit up our brick house. Hit up Louise Burns, please. Let her direct you and hook you up. Let her show you how we at CKUT can bring voice to your plight, to your business, to whatever you're doing right now. Shout out Fusion Fitness. Yo, I see enough man took the pandy thing and them turn it into a posse vibe, yeah? And them say, we're not gonna curl up in a corner. We're not gonna curl up in a corner and make this stop away from Nyam food. So yo, big up Marvin, big up Jabby. I need you guys to go to, when you go pick up your little Sammy fruit and them thing. Right, when you go rounds them little spot there. Right, where they call it the Sammy Fruit Shopping Center. When you go round them place there, you're gonna see a little red chalet, a little red hut. You might mistake it for the old ice cream shop. Right? You might think say some milkshakes are throw down in them place there. Right? But yo, let me tell you, it's some of the finest Caribbean food in the city of Montreal. Big up Father Jabby, the person who helped me find this music. Yeah, Black Temple family all the time. I want you guys to check out Fusion Fitness. Right? Somebody wickedest Caribbean food in the city of Montreal. Born during this time of concern. I'm saying all of this to like hopefully motivate somebody to let you guys know that, yo, do not let this time define you. Don't let this time define your pocket. Don't let this time stop your dreams. If you had something that you wanted to launch, don't let nobody fool you into thinking that this is another time for launching, you know? The rich get richer in times of crisis. Take their principles and apply it. So that brings me to what I'm saying. I want to know if the restaurants that are out here who have been born prior to the pandemic or during the pandemic, or businesses that came through the pandemic who are still surviving, I just want to know why I'm not hearing your adverts on CKUT. We are still here. People are still listening. People still want to know about your services. That just bring people peace of mind. You see me? Just when they hear a little piece of normal vibes, when you just hear some semblance of something that you remembered, and you say, what? That man still dead there? Yeah, man. Mango Bay still dead there? Yeah, man. You know what I mean? You say, yo. It kind of give your soul as it give your spirit at ease. So yo, come through and give some people at ease, you see me? And give me a ease from having to continually promote Babylon Pandy something. Yeah. Me not afraid for that no more. Me, yo, trust me. Somebody have to call me again and tell me, say, I know the code of conduct in CKUT. They said this is alternative speech, right? Me not tell Uno. Just remember, when I say certain things, me not tell Uno what to do. I'm not telling you to abstain or to go line up. I stay neutral in certain things until it come to my home, until it come to my people. I stay neutral. But yeah, Babylon have one bag of commercials that run upon the station, you know. One bag of fear mongering are going, and not just here, you know. No matter what station you tune to, you're gonna hear the same commercials running 150, 200, 1,000 times a day. I'm sure people know what are going by now. I'm sure people get it by now. I'm sure if you say that the numbers are as high and everybody are complied with, I'm sure that everybody have somebody next to them a talk about the thing and I tell them, wah, go on with the thing. So I just want to know, to what end do we right here on an alternative station continue to play into their fear mongering? Yo, I'm not blaming anybody at CKUT. It's not, our hands are tied, boss. Your lights have to stay on. And Babylon said them have money. But you wanna? My people. You guys could help us make the difference. Every business owner out here. Yo, look.
if you don't get the thing, and you believe that my position, which look, let me make this very clear before we even proceed with the show, okay? Forget beating around bush. Let me make this severely clear, okay? Before I end up paying any bills, all right? Please do not place in your mind or your heart that everybody who speaks about or who is critical about or who is questioning a certain thing falls into this mysterious category of anti-vaxxers. Please don't believe that everybody who does not want to take a vaccine, all right, is only afraid of autism and these things. Please do your research on people before you decide to go and point finger upon people and label people with certain things. I am not anti-vaccine. I am not anti-science. I am a chronic asthmatic whose medicine saved my life. I lived in the hospital. Big up everybody at the Montreal Children's Hospital. Them people, they saved my life. Medication saved my life. Some of it made my life a little more difficult. But some of it, maybe a lot of it, made my living a lot more comfortable. I love my doctor, Christine Laney, my pediatrician. I love y'all. I love her to death. Oh my God. That's my super. That's my Wonder Woman right there. You know what I mean? My family is a family of medicine. It's a family of education. It's a family of law enforcement. Yes, I have police in my family. I have police captains in my family. So me not gonna come tell you no. Say yo, fi dash way all police. No, sir. What I stay skeptical about something, it doesn't mean that I am anti everything, and that goes for the community, that goes for each one that's out here, right? Trust me, enough Rasta man. We stand against enough things. We stay natural. We stay herbal, right? What I said, a real vaccine is green, right? And we say health is wealth first, you know. Nobody make anybody come and tell you, say them hear it, when them hear it in them prison walls, that them take it up. And no, are we them hear them thing they from, you know? And we say health is wealth first, you know. But yo, enough Rastaman will tell you that when they are ready to make their journey to Ethiopia and they want to come back to Canada, they understand that they have to take the yellow fever vaccine. Enough man will tell you that when they go to certain places and they understand that they have to take the malaria vaccine. They understand that they might have to be inoculated against certain things. And based off of the information and the research and the time that certain things have been around, it gives people peace of mind to make those decisions. Never have I seen a time as divisive as now. So when I sit here and I talk about the advertisements that are on the station, just remember, if you know Preach, you know my position from time has been Bun Babylon. Me not switch that, you know. Me never switch when Obama get elect, you know. Just because him one different shade of chocolate from the rest. Me say a puppet is a puppet. Right? Watch the strings. Right? Yo, don't think that I was on the train with everybody. I talked about, that this boy Biden was the lesser of two evils. Well, now you see why I go under him elect, right? And the world loves to follow America. The world loves to follow all these super entities, right? Who are setting precedents. And when the precedent is set by a certain type of dopey president,
Enough people love to fall in line because they understand that the economic monster that America is, they don't want to lose. You understand that 75% of the tourism that goes to Jamaica, maybe even more than 75, yo, comes from American citizens. Jamaica ain't trying to lose that. You understand? So when you hear certain Caribbean countries following suit with a certain plan and ploy, don't think that they are doing this voluntarily. Understand that there is a financial sanction and there's a financial goal at the end of it. And I don't want my people them to be anybody's financial puppets. You see me? So it's for us to control our economy. It's for us to control our economic outcome, our economic future. Money is changing. Paper is about to disappear. Prepare yourself to digitize your money. I'm not telling you if you ought to go buy Bitcoin and all this. Not no, sir. I am telling you, prepare to protect your paper. Prepare to protect your interests. And how you can do so, you see how I come back full circle? If you are a small business in the city of Montreal, and you know you have access to advertisement, to promoting your business on stations like CKUT and our sister and cousin stations, please, my people, utilize that. I'm not telling you that's the bag of the money, you know. Yes, it gonna cost some money, but trust me, you investing in your economic security and your communal outcome is the most paramount thing that you can do right now, my people. So please, link Louise Burns. Let her know how she can help you bring some more weight, raise some awareness to your business. Like I am about to raise some awareness for some local businesses out here in the city of Montreal. Because as I said, I'm personally tired of playing certain things over and over again. And I think certain other people need to get a spotlight and a shine. Because them are food for them too.
This is Lukey D.
Real food you want. Come to Mango Bay every day.
Real food.
Mango Bay Restaurant, located in the heart of downtown Montreal, 1236 Mackay Street, Suite 201. For reservations, please call 514-875-7082 or visit mangobay.ca. Real food.
Let's get together and feel all right.
Available for all your special occasions.
Come get a taste. Caribbean Food Factory is available for all your special occasions. Come get a taste of authentic Jamaican cuisine prepared by none other than Montreal's top chef, Lloydie. You can also come sample our homemade natural juices. You can pick up, you can dine in, or you can also have it delivered directly to your home by Skip the Dishes or Uber Eats. We also offer catering and hall rentals for all your special occasions. Caribbean Food Factory, 5311 de Maisonneuve West on the corner of the Carrick. You can link us 514-481-2444 by email at foodfactorycaribbean@gmail.com.
One love.
Spread your wings.
One-stop Caribbean cuisine for the best in Caribbean dishes. Come visit us and enjoy our specialties such as oxtail, jerk chicken, roti, and many more. Ask about our $8 lunch special on any chicken plates from Tuesdays to Fridays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also try our famous crispy fried chicken dipped in our special barbecue sauce. You can order online through your preferred restaurant apps or call 514-365-3636 or enjoy a 10% discount on all in-store pickup. This don't apply to promotions. We are located at 334 Saint-Jacques in Lachine. Visit us today. One-stop Caribbean cuisine. Chef X, new location.
Blessing up a flow like a river. Blessing up a flow like a river.
Rain, cue music.
From the view to the field, now we're back on the corner. Back on the corner. And every ghetto you get for fly, give thanks to my father. But mama say go hard, don't wait, son. Push up everywhere you drive, crawl. The amount of time them just stomping out. Consistency up and down. Get your youth see your bag, me say. Fat car, fear, she pay. Diamonds start tripping. I know for make money is like a hobby. Checking out the rich, I get some not a lobby, hobby. You're too bad. Man, on the daughter, big soul, me and your daddy. She says she looking at you, no back the bandage. No, but if your pockets are low, you are gonna manage. Too bad. Get your youth for your riches. Touch be a bad mistake. Fat car, fear she bad. Diamonds start tripping.
Music from the one and only Dexter Dapsa. Yeah, man. I love this tune, man. I love this tune, and I love this rhythm, man. This rhythm tough. This rhythm tough. You hear the message, man. Stay consistent. Stay consistent. Stay consistent. CKT 90.3 FM is your boy preaching the building, man. Look, I mean, as I said, man, today man, I'll wing it. You can tell I'm in a different mood. I'm on a vibe. I'm moving. I'm literally in the middle of a movement. People are pop boxes around me as we speak. You know what I'm saying? No joke to you. Man, I'll get my lunch. Same time with that band radio. You know what I mean? Yo, family. Different times, man. Different climate. You know what I mean? Different times, different climate. Before I get y'all serious, man, I definitely gotta big up some people who stayed very, 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 very consistent for the past couple of years, not just months, right? So consistent that they themselves have brought home Olympic gold, silver, and bronze. Yo, man, if you guys have been listening to me, you know that I have been super proud of all of the Canadian athletes who took part in the Tokyo 2020 Olympics, man, who amassed in the ending 24 medals collectively. And they say that 75% of those medals won by the queens. Yeah, man. Won by the queens. Can you imagine, man? That's what I'm saying. The future is female, man. Yeah, man. They weren't joking. You know what I mean? They weren't joking. Big medals coming through, man. It was. Yeah, man. You know? They say, look, entering the Tokyo Games, Canada had won 302 medals over 26 Olympics. 64 gold, 102 silver, 136 bronze. Right? Across a contingent of 371 athletes, Canada brought home 24 total medals this year. a new high for a non-boycotted Summer Games. LeBron's by Laurence Vincent Lapointe and Katie Vincent in women's C2 500 meter canoe sprint broke a tie with the Halls from Rio and Athens at 22. Gold on the final day of competition by Kelsey Mitchell in women's cycling sprint established the new mark. The medals capped an eventful Summer Games that also included individual records like swimmer Penny Oleksiak. Yo, can you tell I love to say, yo, I love saying this queen's name, man. Penny Oleksiak became Canada's most decorated athlete, summer or winter, man or woman, by adding 3 medals for a total of 7. Andre de Grasse went 3 for 3 again, this time snagging gold in the 200 meter dash, and is now Canada's most decorated male Olympian. Damian Warner topped the lofty 9,000 point mark in the decathlon to win gold and was named flag bearer for the closing ceremony. Evan Dunphy avenged his 2016 fourth place finish in Rio in the last men's 50-kilometer race walk. Canada's softball team won bronze in the return and possibly the farewell again of softball. Mohamed, I love this, yo. If you guys don't know Mohamed Ahmed, his family, and I feel like I'm family. I feel like if me and Mo were standing in front of each other, we'd be like family. You know what I'm saying? Mo Ahmed, an amazing individual that's hailing out of Mississauga, became the first Canadian to win a men's long distance track medal at the Olympics. Yo, and the man was so poor. If you see my boys concentrate, focus, if you see the concentration on this man's face, what a thing. You ain't beating that, yo, and don't get it twisted, right? Remember, Canada is a melting pot. We are a mirror, we are a tapestry, a global tapestry of greatness. Yes, man! Don't let nobody tell you anything different. So you see this global tapestry of greatness brought somebody like Mohamed Ahmed to the, let's say his family, right? Let's say his family to these shores. You know what I'm saying? To these shores right here. Right? From Seoul. No. He himself. I didn't want to make an assumption that because I can see the Somali genes in my brother that he was not a naturalized Canadian. But no, he was born in Somalia. Right? And now calls St. Catharines, Ontario, home. Yo, this brother made us all proud. Let me say, proud, you know. Chest swell up, you know. Yeah, man. Chest swell up when you see this youth are doing things, man. You know what I mean? So let me say, Mohamed Ahmed became the first male long-distance runner in Canadian history. Right? As I said, don't get it twisted, man. No, sir. You don't know. It's those Somali genes. It's those African genes. So as much as we is claiming a victory said way, right? We gotta big up, yo. We gotta big up all our Somalian brothers and sisters out here. You know what I mean? Who definitely held it down for the country, man, and who brought us some real glory at the games, man. You know what I mean? Yo, they say that Canada captured a bag of firsts, but look, here's 5 firsts that CBC highlighted, right? 5 firsts, right? They say, oh, Canada was played in an Olympic weightlifting medal ceremony. Yeah, man. How you mean? Why? Because Maude Charron came home with her second gold in Olympic. Yo, big up Maude Charron. You know what I mean? Winning a gold medal on a day three of the Summer Games. Generally, they say, you know, Canada generally waits. Canada waits. You know what I'm saying? Canada generally in the set, you know, sometime around the beginning of the second week. No. But you see Minnie Maggie, man. Maggie McNeil, that bombshell. Tore up the whole woman's 100 meter, woman's butterfly. You know what I mean? I ain't no, like, I'm not no expert.